Tasawwuf is such a path that on the path of tasawwuf, caution is necessary. Those who practice the path of tasawwuf and tazkiyah, they have adopted the path to attain Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah, a special path to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness. So on this path, the important factor is caution and care, diligence. Because in this, a salik, the traveler, the student who we call murid, he needs to attain the faiz, the bounties from his sheikh, his teacher. And this is the most important method and factor on this path of tazkiyah, the relationship between the sheikh and the student, the murid. The more this relationship, this connection is pure and clean, the more then it follows the student will attain the faiz, the blessings and bounties. His dhikr, his adhkar, his majalis, attending gatherings, his sitting, going to his sheikh will become very precious and will grow in value. And this is proven from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has stated with regards to adab, behavior, good manners and respect. And the Mashaykh, our pious predecessors, learnt all the principles from this with regards to the relation between the sheikh and the student. Allah said that be very careful, even with regards to your voice, that don't speak loudly in front of the teacher. And don't speak to the teacher like you do with other common people. These are the adab, the manners and behavior, polite behavior, because you need to attain a great result from the teacher. Don't talk and discuss with the teacher like normal, with normal people. Don't speak to him like you do with normal people. Don't sit and get up and move around with the teacher like you do with normal people. And don't call out to him with a loud voice. And don't beckon him, summon him. And don't call out to him from outside, etc. So all of these are adab that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullahi, he in detail, he wrote a book with regards to adab-i-murid, the adab, the respect of the murid. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullahi, he wrote a book with regards to this subject, the manners of the students. Hazrat Shahabuddin Suhrawardi, who is the head, the Amir of the Suhrawardi order, silsila. He, on this subject, he wrote about the adab of the student, because every teacher, every sheikh has explained these points, adab, polite behavior, manners. And Hazrat Mujaddad al-Fadhil rahmatullahi, he clearly wrote a tafsir on this subject due to which the Mashaykh Naqshband, they have explained these points. Because these are important factors. Why? Because here Allah Ta'ala has given a warning. Allah Ta'ala is explaining clearly that not for just faith, but your amal get wiped away and you don't even realize as a student. And Allah doesn't allow the student to realize so that he doesn't ask for forgiveness. Why? Because this is such an important factor. Adab, standing, sitting, speaking, lower your voice, laughing, don't speak loudly and openly. These are all adab, respect, polite behavior. So our mashaykh, our pious predecessors, for tarbiyah, for improvement of the student, always the sheikh, the teacher is concerned and worried about his student's well-being, that I must do tarbiyah of my student, just like the sahaba were improved and educated by the Prophet. So this is the path of tasawwuf. So they, according to their maqam, their status, the mashayikh, the teacher, always will establish the principles. They will establish the rules. They will establish principles. The mashayikh, the pious elders, the teachers, they have some principles. And those principles, they will establish them and impose them or make them clear to their murid, to their students. And the students are made aware, they're educated, so they realize that these are the asool, these are the principles. And then those principles are established, ingrained. And to follow those principles, these are conditions for every student. Remember this. To diligently follow, if you go beyond them or behind them, less than them, then it's as if you have broken the sharia of tasawwuf. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand these points, what I'm saying, everybody? Okay, so it's as if he has broken the sharia of tasawwuf, the rules of tasawwuf, the laws of tasawwuf, you could say. The student has broken. Then what will happen? Then he will get a severe loss, like I said to you before, the punishments that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. He has dropped And he doesn't even realize, because that's the punishment. Allah doesn't even allow the individual to realize he's done it. He just thinks, I'm fine. I'm doing this much dhikr and ibadah. I'm doing this worship. But because he has broken a principle or left a principle of tasawwuf, the sheikh has established a rule, a principle that without, for example, ijazah, you don't come to the majlis, for example. And he comes. What does he know? But this, he knows this principle, the student. He knows, then he's finished. There was an established principle, rule. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's an example I'm giving. Example. So in the same way, definitely, most definitely, certainly, you also will have some principles and rules, isn't it? Or don't you have any rules? And you will know about them, how to come, how to go, where should you sit, what you should do, etc. These are all rules, principles. So if a person breaks the rules, principles, then he'll be included amongst the disrespectful people. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that individual. But the sheikh, the teacher, he makes the usul, but he doesn't force the student to follow the principles. He doesn't warn, he won't repeatedly remind. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after this blessed verse, to none of the companions did he repeatedly remind them. And there's no hadith that you can see that he repeatedly reminded them. The hukum has come, order has come, end of story. So the sadiq, the sincere students, they will grab hold of those principles. But what happens here is that shaitan, he tries to make the student, influence the student to bypass the rules. Do you understand? Bypass, he tricks him, do it like this, or take a shortcut, or do it this way, you'll be successful, or you can do it this way, leave this out. But the student doesn't know he's incurring a severe loss. So the principles that have been established, the sheikh has established the rules, then you should follow those principles. You shouldn't even ask to go against the rules. Even that is disrespect. To question it. For example, the sheikh has prohibited something that you can't do this, or this cannot be like this. Don't do it this way. This is the method. Establish it. Follow this method and procedure. Procedure. Oh, then the student says, can I do it this way? And they're asking after that. After the establishment. Yeah. Or can I carry this action out this way? What is there to ask? If a principle has been formulated, established, then you're going beyond them being more disrespectful by questioning and challenging. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, if in this you see something lacking, lack of understanding, then rectify that, improve that. Always remember, if you don't know, then ask a senior individual, a colleague. Don't ask your sheikh ever. This will be disrespectful for you to do that. Ask a senior colleague, student who understands, who is respectful. Even sometimes the senior students, they slip due to takabbur pride. Oh, I'm an old student, I'm this, it doesn't make a difference. Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh respects me, it doesn't matter. But no, this does not count. The sheikh won't say anything. The teacher, it's you who need to be careful. If somebody is disrespectful and he breaks the principles, they won't bother. He won't remind him. Not necessary. Why? It was a beautiful statement of my sheikh. A beautiful statement. Then another sheikh told my sheikh this. That himself, after explaining the principles, don't worry. Don't worry, you don't have the need for the students. It's the students who have a need for you, our teacher. What a beautiful statement. You've delivered the principles, the rules to the students. What has the student done? He has done biadabi, disrespect, and he wanted to trick or play games. So this is a principle of the sharia of tasawwuf. That's it. This is the rule, principle, way. And what's the tariqah? For example, you want to do something, and you'll ask, what's the method of doing this? How can I do this action? What does Hazrat Sahib say about this? How should we practice this? And you don't understand, then even if you know a little bit, but you don't know properly, go and ask a senior individual, somebody who's experienced, who can explain it. If he doesn't know, then he won't tell you the answer, will he? He'll say, oh, maybe I'll have to think about it, or I'll ask somebody, I'll find out how to do this. So wherever a person makes the mistake, then that's it. So this is a very important point, and be careful about the majalis, the gatherings, be careful about the principles, what are the rules for the action specific. Every action from the minor, most smallest of actions has a principle. For example, you want to get taweez for somebody, you want dam on the water, or if you're not in the town, you're in another town. The sheikh has made some principles, hasn't he? Some rules, he's made some rules, principles, and if he takes a shortcut, tries to bypass the rules, then he's incurring a loss of him for himself, that student. He should ask, that how can I do this action? What should I do here? How should I not do this? Anyhow, this was an example I gave to you, that everything, the sheikh, the teacher, because he has been assigned by Allah to benefit the makhluq, the creation, the people. So those people, students who are written, already allotted to the teacher, they are the only ones who will come. That those students who are within the circle of Hazrat Sahib's influence, sphere of influence, they will then be pulled and dragged to his company. No other strange person, third party will be able to come. Remember this point as well. Already Allah Ta'ala selected the students, the individuals. Allah Ta'ala has selected, these are the students in this silsila, in this order. This shaykh will have these muris, these students. They are selected, allotted already. Allah Ta'ala ordained them, preordained them. Allah doesn't look at their Deobandi, Brailwi, Ahli Hadith. No, the Kamil, complete shaykh, all types of people will come, students, to his company. Because in his life is written that he will give the blessings to the students, and his effort pulls on the people. And if a person then doesn't follow, then he has got bad fortune. If he thinks, oh, why am I here? How did I arrive here? Oh, why do I like these words? He's confused. But because nafs has overwhelmed that person and he listens to the wrong words of the dunya, they're ingrained in his mind. So what does he do? He doesn't come openly in front of his teacher. Despite the fact that affairs has arrived to him. But if he, alhamdulillah, if he has yaqeen, belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined this sheikh, this teacher for me, otherwise why would I have come here and arrived there? And then if he goes out of that circle, which is a specific circle, if he's a Deobandi, Brailwi, Gair Muqallad, Ahlid, it doesn't matter. Wherever he sees that I am attaining Allah's love, then stick to that. Adhere to that teacher. Yes? That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the signs as well. That where you see that you are getting blessings and benefit and positivity and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love you are attaining from a source, then he's your sheikh, he's your teacher. That's it, end of story. There's no argument after that. No tussle. Because the heart, this is the game of the hearts. Where your heart comes, the love of Allah comes into your heart, then understand that this is my, in my destiny, the teacher. And after that, your nafs, shaitan, attack you to distract you. They don't want you to come onto the right path. They want to distract you from that straight path. So that clash that takes place inside you, where am I? Should I sit here? Should I come here or not? I'm this, I'm that. I am from this person, oh, my sheikh is this, I've got this aqidah, this belief. And shaitan will stop you by playing games with you. Ask your heart that, do you like this teacher? Are you benefiting from this teacher? Is Allah Ta'ala's love increasing inside you? Then all of these words are shaitani, influenced by shaitan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, alhamdulillah, that follow the principles of the sheikh, the teacher, and always remember, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stern and he doesn't enable a person to follow the path with hardship or burden. We ourselves break the principles due to shaitan's influence. Otherwise the principles established by the sheikh, they are for the ease of the student, the murid. But the student thinks, oh, it's hard, it's difficult, let me do it this way. Or I'll do a shortcut here and do this quicker. Or I'll get more success and progress this way. No. Whatever the sheikh has said, that principle is established. And maybe with time he'll adjust it and be a bit flexible according to the murids. But first of all, he thinks, the sheikh, that any murid who comes to me, student, I don't want any of my students to get difficulty. He doesn't want to deliver hardship to the students. Khalis, pure path of the prophets this is. And the sheikh is taught and coached to give the benefit to the students. So anyway, these points came to my mind. I shared them with you. Maybe something's lacking in what I'm saying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these, or maybe there's something lacking in somebody's practice. Allah ta'ala put these words into my mind. Remember always that if you want to be successful, dhikr, adhkar is fine. Worship, yes, they are all secondary. And they are dependent on one, the main principle, that how good is your relationship with your sheikh, teacher? What is your connection with your teacher? That's it. How? Because the ruh, the soul, has to meet with the soul. So enable, allow your ruh, your soul, to meet with the soul of your teacher. That's the connection. That's the prime objective. So another example is coming in front of me, in my mind, that like people sit in front of the teacher in the majlis, and there are usul principles for this. Maybe you know that those who are sat in the front nearer to me should sit on their knees, on the hams, and if you have the capability, otherwise go to the back if you can't sit properly with respect. Because in tasawwuf, that you are sitting in the majlis you to attain fares, and you should sit just like the noble companion sat in front of the Holy Prophet. These principles were established, and it's disrespectful that student who sits open, you know, his legs are spread out in front of the sheikh. If you can't do that physically, then go and sit to the back. But those who break this principle and sit to the front, will they be getting benefit? This is an example I'm giving you. So this is for your benefit. If you can't sit properly, then go to the back. If you haven't, then practice properly. If you want to sit in the front and get the fares, then don't sit disrespectfully, opening your legs out, stretching your legs out. This is bi-adabi. This is disrespect against polite behavior. And why is it against the behavior and the manners of the sheikh? Was this is the principle of the sheikh. He established this principle and rule, but people ignore this. Okay, fine, keep on sitting there. What difference does it make to anybody? You won't get anything. Yeah, apart from loss. Apart from, instead of ni'mah, Allah's favors, you will leave with the curses. You will get nothing. I'm telling you the right facts here. Recite the Durood Sharif.